News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. You know, Copper and I were with a group of folks last night telling them what Right Side's been doing and how the show is growing. And there are times when we know we can almost, you know, almost see or sense how things are resonating. Having one of those moments right now. I'm not gonna divulge names or anything else, but I just got an email from a an HPD officer who's listening to the show, thanking me for the segment we just did on Back to Blue, and named the three officers, three friends of his, who have I'm assuming died in the line of duty during his time there, and he named the names of the fallen officers: Daniel Golden, Eric Freeman, Billy Clardy. And so I thought it was worth reading their names. Reading their names on the air. So that's good stuff. Oh, my gosh. Stay in the fight, man. Stay in the fight. I'll just tell you. Those of you who serve in law enforcement, you know, I had days where I went into hard places to do hard things at great risk, and so I can appreciate it, but you guys do it every day. I mean, it's like your everyday job. I went over there and came back. You suit up every day and go do it. And so put on the vest and do all the things right, but at the same time, stay in the fight because we need you there. All right? We do. This community is only what it is because good people have patrolled the streets and made it a better community. Every single community in this listening area can be said about. And I will tell you this too. The jackwagons who call for defund the police and who don't appreciate what you do are the minority. There's a whole lot more of us than there are of them. So the vast preponderance of the people that you serve and protect, they appreciate you. Back to Blue. All right, let me move on to something else here. As we wind up, by the way, if you want to call in, you can. We got about 35 minutes left in the show. And I will tell you this, by the way. I hope you've been paying attention to the fact that Just Love Coffee Cafe is one of our sponsors, one of our team members, we like to say. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And I've been advertising this week that they've done a few things that I think are pretty significant, one of which is Just Love Coffee Cafe is not just a great coffee and restaurant, but they are also the kind of place where you can go and hang out, and they give back to their community constantly. Well, they've been preparing for a thing tomorrow that I've got to announce a change on. So they had a special event tomorrow morning to benefit an organization called Ainsley's Angels. Ainsley's Angels is an organization that that helps, you know, the folks who are either terminally ill or disabled in some way to know what it feels like to be able to run in a foot race by having runners actually push them in these special carts, and how cool that is. Well, Ainsley's Angels, they're not going to be able to do it tomorrow because of the weather. All right, so I'm just letting you know right now, if you were going out tomorrow morning to support that, it's being postponed to a date to be determined. I'm sure they'll get back to it, knowing Travis and the folks over there at Just Love Coffee. But it won't be tomorrow morning. However, one thing that is on is the fact that they still have a special going on just for Right Side listeners. So if you want like a massively good cup of coffee, if you want to have breakfast in the morning, like go by there in the morning and have a womlet. That's right, a womlet, an omelet cooked in a waffle iron. Or for that matter, if you want to get some serious waffles, or if you want to, you know, get a macchiato or something that you would not normally make for yourself at home, when you do, think about doing this. They've got a special. You just text the word Right Side. Text the word Right Side to 87338. Text the word Right Side to 87338, and you'll be in their registered rewards program. You'll get a free beverage when you go by. I'm pretty sure I'm stopping by tomorrow morning at one of the locations when I'm over there. So, yeah, there's that. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, folks, I hope you are watching the news right now, because it's amazing to me the stories about Ukraine. We did a huge story earlier this week about Ukraine, and not only talked about the events that are happening, but we also sort of tried to humanize the story by bringing in actually a good friend of mine, a guy named Chris May, who's had a ministry to the Ukraine for years called Mercy's Hope. Started off working with Ukrainian orphanages, expanded that to care for what I would call the disadvantage of society, and has done amazing work. Been to Ukraine 40 times, adopted his daughter from there. So we put a human factor into what could be a shooting war. Well, you know, and by the way, I guess we overlooked the fact that it's already a shooting war, because Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula, which is like saying, that's like saying that Russia decided to go ahead and, or that matter, let's say Florida lost the Florida Panhandle and nobody cared. And they had a shooting war going on and nobody said anything. Well, they've been at war with Russia now. 14,000 Ukrainians have died since 2014 in the ongoing fighting between Russia and Ukraine. Well, it's ramped up to the point now that Russia has 100,000 troops, air assets, naval assets, all of it massed around Ukraine, preparing for what many say could be a major shooting war very soon. Well, the Biden administration has been sending out mixed signals on what they're going to do. Are they going to support Ukraine? Are they going to support Ukraine with troops? Are they going to support Ukraine with defensive, offensive weapons? Are they going to give them what they need in terms of leveraging through the diplomatic channels in ways that could, you know, basically twist Putin's arm? I've not been impressed thus far, but some new things have happened that seem to indicate that we may have a little bit of a breakthrough. We'll see whether it matters to Putin. Now, just today, General Jack Keane was saying, listen, we should have done more months ago because we let it go on this long and Putin has been emboldened and now he's massed this many troops. We should have done some things months ago that would have perhaps forestalled where we are now from taking place. Well, there's all kinds of controversy right now. You remember back, was it Ukraine? Yes, it was. You remember the infamous, what was that Army Lieutenant Colonel who just felt like he had to go ahead and report to, he heard President Trump say something with the President of Ukraine, and it caused all of the furor. You know, it caused all of the massive calls for impeachment. Well, we got a new thing going. The president of the United States is saying that he got on a phone call with the president of Ukraine now. Joe Biden got on a call with Zelensky and made several statements that Zelensky did not agree with and very forcefully told him, Russia's about to attack you. Your capital, Kyiv, is going to get sacked, is what they're saying he said. They won't release the transcripts of the call. Why is that? Well, one of the things that gives some measure of political leverage, and I wanted to take a moment to break this down, because you may be hearing constantly the phrase Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline. What is that? Well, see, the NATO alliance countries, too many of them right now are beholden to Russia, because Russia has the highest or the largest deposits of natural gas in the world. And they know it. It's an asset. God bless them. Every country needs its own assets, and they use them to their advantage. Well, they also use them to other people's disadvantage sometimes, and that's what Russian President Vladimir Putin is believed to be doing. So for years, Putin has been shipping natural gas through Ukraine to basically supply Germany. Germany buys its natural gas largely from Gazprom, which is a Russian state-controlled company that supplies natural gas. Well, Putin is tired of paying billions of dollars to Ukraine for the rights to ship its natural gas through to its customer, Germany. So what's it doing? It's building a pipeline. It's building a pipeline that is through the Baltic Sea, a 700-mile pipeline underneath the surface of the Baltic Sea. It's an $11 billion project. It snakes westward from Russia to northeastern Germany and bypasses Ukraine. This is going to be something. This is a windfall for the Russian government. This is a massive customer for them in Germany who has to heat their houses and everything else. And yet, here's the deal. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which bypasses Ukraine and gives Russia no reason to have to need Ukraine anymore or pay Ukraine anymore, still requires regulatory approval by both the EU and by Germany. So the pipeline has been finished. The client contracts with Germany are fairly established, but they have not yet been able to achieve approval in the regulatory sense from both the EU and from Germany as the recipient. The Biden administration is now saying that they are putting the kibosh on that. How are they doing that? They don't necessarily have control. Well, first of all, what they did do was they allowed it to happen in the first place. The Biden administration could have applied diplomatic pressure to disallow even the construction to take place had they chosen to do so, but they didn't. Now we've got Putin in a position, though, where he needs that pipeline, and the Biden administration saying, yeah, we're not going to let that happen. Well, the interesting piece is Germany, which has been doing basically nothing in this Ukraine disaster. Germany has been like the silent NATO partner. It's becoming almost a joke that they're out there just going, ooh, nothing to see here. Well, Germany apparently announced yesterday, I'm looking at a website called Euractiv, which is a European news source, dated yesterday afternoon, Germany agrees to axe the Nord Stream 2 pipeline if Russia invades Ukraine. Now we have pressure. Now we have. So I wanted to say all that to say, I kept watching going, Nord Stream 2, what is the deal here? Nord Stream 2 pipeline. I didn't understand where it was. So I researched it, and I hope I've given it something to you. So when you hear it on the news, it makes more sense. But now what we're seeing too is now you got pressure. Because when you go into a international foreign policy situation, I say it on the show all the time, you have to think in terms of four things. There's an acronym they use. It's called DIME, D-I-M-E, diplomacy, information or intelligence, military and economic. And you have to bring all four to bear to the best you can. Well, some of that is finally beginning to ramp up. I just hope it's not too late. But some of that is finally beginning to ramp up, not the least of which is this. We have a combination of diplomacy and economic force as to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. We'll see whether or not that makes a difference in what Russia may or may not do. All right, Copper, take us to our last break of the day. We'll come back here in a minute. We'll wrap up the show on a Friday afternoon. Head to the house, folks. Head to the house. Listen, this show is here for y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, folks, I got to tell you, one of our team members also is somebody you might want to know about this weekend, and I hope you're not going to need them, but then again, if you do, there they are. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is a locally owned, veteran-owned heating and cooling system. They work on gas and electric systems. All your HVAC needs, they can take care of it. And listen, they are literally good at what they do, and they're open 6 days a week, y'all. So tonight, as it dips down like, you know, in the teens with a hard freeze warning, just know this. They're also open on Saturdays. You have something go wrong during the night, call them. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. You can find them, by the way, if you go to the rightsideradio.org website. I've got their logo on there. Click on it. It takes you right to their Facebook page, and their phone number is on our site. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, veteran-owned and operated, 256-225-7311. I do recall seeing on their Facebook page, too, they do a military and first responder discount, so keep that in mind. James Vandergriff, the guy who owns it, a veteran in Afghanistan, means a lot to me that he is doing what he's doing in his community back home now that he's served his country overseas. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. All right, wrapping up the day, y'all. 4:55 p.m. Copper, it's going to be a cold weekend. I know. It's one of those, you know what, I'll be honest with you. I drive a Jeep, Gladiator. I used to laugh at this, but I've got a feature that lets me start my vehicle from inside the house. And if it's below 39 degrees, it automatically kicks on the heat and warms up the car. How cool is that? I'm just saying. Copper,
Jeeps
Copper,
are cool.
You jealous? Yeah, they are cool. But, you know, Jeep's supposed to be rugged. I'm kind of digging the fact that my Jeep's got a heater that starts by itself, and I like that. And by the way, a Jeep heater is designed to overcompensate because they know you're going to be driving with the top off at some point, and so it'll bake you at some point. As you walk out the door today, though, let me just tell you this. With regards to the situation going on in Ukraine, that was the third part of my triple dipper that I barely got into. The interesting piece of this is I got a story I hear off of Breitbart. And Breitbart is reporting, the title is a little misleading, I thought. Reporting as of 2 days ago, it says, Ukrainians shrug off Biden war panic. People are more worried about gas prices. I don't think that's quite the tone of the article. What the people are saying is they are recognizing what this is going to do to their daily lives if Putin decides to invade. The question is, would Putin invade and take the entire country, or is he going to take certain key components of the country if he invades? That being said, the article reads basically that people are definitely concerned about the potential economic fallout because they don't know how they will afford to heat their homes, how they will afford to buy gas for their vehicles. And their president, President Zelensky, has been adamant that he does not believe that we are past diplomacy yet. He's been adamant that he does not believe that we're going to see a major invasion. He's also been adamant that he does not believe that there would just be a, if they did invade, that it would be, they'd be able to just overrun the Ukrainian military. Ukraine is the second or third largest country in Europe, 44 million people. They've begun to arm their citizens now, not just their military. So I don't think this is going to be a painless maneuver on the part of Putin. But nonetheless, the article seems to imply that people are shrugging it off. No, they're really not. What they're saying is they believe their president is trying to keep people calm, making statements to quiet people is what they say. But a breaking news story that I just saw a moment ago, and I'll end with this. I remember hearing General Keane say last week, the thing to watch is what gets moved closer and closer to the front, one of which would be medical supplies. Breaking news as of 1 hour ago, Fox News reporting that Russia is beginning to move blood supplies and other medical materials up to the front lines because that's a key indicator they might need to be treating their casualties. It's getting hot, folks. It's getting hot in the cold Ukraine. They also say, by the way, that the frozen ground over there would last until about March for heavy equipment and military vehicles to move on. So there's a limited window here when this might happen. And right now, Putin remains bowed up. Diplomacy remains in high gear. The people are stuck in the middle. And we don't know yet what's going to wind up happening. All right, what a great week this has been. We've had some good stuff. Next week, I got more laid on for you. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, this show gives me I get jazzed being out here with you every single day. Every single day. We appreciate the fact that you are part of this audience, you bunch of right side ruffians. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great weekend. Stay warm.